Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Caleb Katzmeyer. We're talking Valley Falls boys basketball. The Dragons are 9-3 on the season, 6-1 in the Northeast Kansas League home tournament last week. We talked about the first round loss against Perry, but the good news, Coach, bounced back with a couple of pretty big wins back to back nights, beating Oskaloosa 70-37 and then JCN 74-40. And I think both the games are kind of close in the first quarter, but you pulled away in the second half especially, and even the second quarter in one game as well. So, man, it just seemed like after the loss, your guys are pretty fired up and ready to kind of come back out and really played well those last two games.
Yeah, I think that's a huge thing for our guys is, you know, they respond. We talked to them after the game against Perry that it didn't end the way we wanted. We didn't perform the way we wanted to, but the best thing we could do is turn around and get two more W's in the tournament, and that's what we did. So I was proud of the guys from that aspect, and you know, we played pretty well offensively and defensively. You know, to only give up 37 and then turn around and give up 40 and score above 70 in each of those games is pretty significant for us. So we're just focusing on what we need to do. You know, some guys were awarded all tournament team with Trenton and Colin. They're doing some good things, and we're getting back to the point where we are, where I think we can get on a roll. We do have some tough games coming up, but I think offensively, if we can just keep playing the way we are, we're going to be a tough team to beat.
Yeah, and you have a lot of guys continue to contribute and score. Obviously, you talked about how good the defense was, but when your offense is scoring, you know, 70 points in back-to-back nights, something you've done more than a handful of times now this season, I mean, obviously a lot of guys contributing. So let's talk about this week. What's the plan? It's kind of weird. Of course, the girls are in a tournament, but you kind of have the whole week off. So how do you approach this week knowing that you still have 8 games left and you have a couple more back-to-back nights that you'll have here down the home stretch?
Well, we did some things on on Saturday. We were together a little bit. We worked the Hardwoods League together in Valley Falls. Had a lot of guys running clock and stuff like that, so I was able to talk to the guys about certain things that we're going to do moving forward this week. Had a good practice on Monday. Kind of gave the guys a day off. I told them I'm going to be a little selfish and went out last night, drove out a little 6-hour road trip back and forth to go out and watch my son Avery coach at Ness City against Ellenwood. So I got to take in a little bit of different basketball from another part of the state. But then we'll just get with it the next 4 or 5 days straight. Going into Sunday, we'll have a little bit of walkthrough on Sunday and just keep focusing on the things that we need to do. And that's, you know, mixing up some different stuff defensively that maybe teams haven't seen from us yet. Been working on some things like that and just getting focused for the stretch, because, you know, say we got 8 games left, but in the next 2 weeks we got 6 of them. So they're going to come at us quick and hard. So we got to be ready to go.
No doubt. Well, enjoy the week. Hopefully productive for your basketball team. And we'll chat more next week, Coach. Thanks for your time.
All right, Justin. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you.
Coach Caleb Katzmeyer of the Valley Falls Dragons. The weekly locker room chats are brought to you by The Elevator and by Heinen Repair, just south of Valley Falls.